Okay, let's start a kind of new sugya, but not really. We learned last week the concept, a very nice brisker of, 2 weeks ago actually was, that if you do a zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi, or you have a machshava of a zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi, which the Mishnah says, where you put the zrikas which are supposed to be lamala mechuta sikra, and your machshava is to put it lamata mechuta sikra. Or lamata, you put lamala mechuta sikra. You have a machshava zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi. So the Gemara says that a zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi is posel. The Gemara says it's posel only insofar that the meat is also b'achila. But a kapara for the carbon, it's going to be. So in other words, a zrika shleim, the way the Brisker Rav explained it last week, that you need the zrika to be to do two things. A, the zrika is mater de kapara. It gives, once you did the zrika, then it's no more kache Hashem, and then the carbon, the person is niskaper, the carbon fulfilled its purpose. It's a mater on the kapara. And then we saw there's another thing, that the zrika is a matir on the basar, which means up until this point the basar is part of the kachim, it's part of kachim Hashem. It's even chayiv b'meila. If you eat the basar, you have enough on the basar before the zrika, you chayiv meila, and through the zrika, it's mitzi midei meila. It's no more kachim. The zrika was accomplished, the carbon was finished. Hence, you may eat the meat. So we said last week the pshat is that the zrika is matir the carbon, it's matir the kapara, and it's matir the basar as well. So we said, the way we explained last week, that the zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi, if you make a zrika in the wrong place, even though it hits the mizbeach, even though it goes on the mizbeach, but it's in the wrong place in the mizbeach, it's a zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi, it will be matir the carbon, it's a kapara, but it's not going to do the second part, which is being matir the basar. And therefore we said, it's a sug bet type of zrika. It's a zrika which is not going to be matir the basar. It's a sug bet type of zrika. That's what we said last week, the yisoid of zrika shleim kaima. Yes? It's a kapar, it is, but it's a sug bet. No, fine. It's a sug bet type of kapara, which means it's a kapara. Meaning it's a kapara, but it's not matir de basar. It's a sugbet type of kapazrika, insofar that it's not going to make the basar mutar b'achila. That's the concept of a if you do shalai mekaymai, correct. If you do shalai mekaymai, it's a sugbet on the what's name? Sugbet on the kapara. Sugbet on the basar. Now. So the Gemara has a question. We'll do quickly the Gemara. The Gemara says, we did last week a little bit, Meisvei. I'll ask you a question. Chishev litain es hanisonin lemalo lemato, or lemato lemalo, la'alter kosher. Which means, if you have, hold on 1 second, Miss Greenberg. Okay? Right? It works? Okay. All right. But now you see all the difference now. Meitzvei. Give me a little nachas. Okay, Meitzvei. We'll ask a question. Chishev litain es hanisonin lemalo lemato, lemato lemalo le'altikosh. You have it on the one on the sheet. Number one on the sheet. Chishev litain es hanisonin lemalo lemato, lemato lemalo le'altikosh. Which means, you had a kavona to make a zrika shalai b'mkoymoi, la'alter, right away. In other words, you had a machshava to do this zrika shleim koimoi now, today, right away. It's kosher. Why? Because it's zrika shleim koimoi. In machshava zrika shleim koimoi, it's a regular good zrika. There's no problem. And therefore, chaza v'chishev chutzim koimoi posav eim koris chutz manoi pigu v'chayav and lav koris. If in the next avoda you had a machshava's zrika shleilis manoi, which means the next day. So that's a regular form of pigul. We said in order for something to be pigul, all the other machshavos have to be okay. You can't have a wrong machshava. The Gemara says, machshavos moitzios midei pigul. If you have a wrong machshava in the carbon, then the pigul is not kovu kol matirov, then it's not considered a regular only pigul, which makes the animal no good, and therefore, in such a case, it would be mighty from pigul. If, however, you have a machshava shalaybim koimai, that's not going to make any difference in the carbon, and therefore, if the next machshava is a machshava's pigul, it's a regular pigul, it's no good. That's the first case. Next case, the Gemara says, lemachor posel. In other words, if, however, you have a machshava of zrika shalaybim koimai tomorrow, so you have a machshava when you do the shechita, that I'm going to make a zrika in the wrong place tomorrow, so we say, that's ready posel. That's ready no good. And therefore, chazav echishav echutzis manam echutzim koimoy, posel ein bekavis. And therefore, it's already no good. Why? Because the first machshava was already a wrong machshava. It was a chutzlis manoy type of machshava. And therefore, the next machshava you're going to do, even though it's a pigul, it's ein bekavis, because it's not kovu kol matirov. There was already a wrong machshava that preceded it. Oh, so the Gemara asked the question, then why don't we say, if you hold zrika shalaybim kaimai, is kim kaimai dami, that means it's a regular good zrika, it's just not matir the basa machila, but it's a regular good zrika, so why isn't it automatically pigul right away? As soon as I had a machshava of zrika shalaybim kaimai lemacho, why is it only posel? It should be pigul. It's a regular machshava on a zrika, chutzis manoi, a good zrika, it's a zrika shleim koimoi. It should be machshavas pigul. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara's question is, v'ish leibim koimoi kim koimodami, hai posel, pigulu. Why is it only posel? It's already pigul. Yossi's question. So Gemara says, Oma mazutra, zrika de shaybos bachila, maestri de pigul, zrika de shaybos bachila, la maestri de pigul. Which he said last week already, which means that you're right. Really, it should be pigul, because I have a regular machshava to make a zrika tomorrow, chutz lizmanoi. You're right, it's a zrika shleim koimer type machshava, but that's not going to affect, it's still a good zrika. So it should be regular pigul. So why is it not pigul? So Gemara says, we have a special drasha to tell me that pigul only happens if the machshava is on a full-fledged type of zrika. A zrika sug aleph type of zrika, that's going to make the animal pigul. If that machshava is a zrika, chutzis manoi, tomorrow zrika, on a sug aleph type of zrika. But if it's a two sug bet type of zrika, which is a zrika which is not matir abos bachila, such a zrika is not going to make it pigul altogether. That's not going to be possible. That's not a problem. That's what the Gemara says. This we did last week. So the Gemara says, by the underlined, Yochi, if that's the case, is suli nami loy lifso. Look in Rashi, by Beis on the side. Yochi, the loy havi zrika, le'inyin machshava. If you tell me, it's not called a zrika psula for pigul. It's not called a zrika psula. Why? Because it's not matir the basa bachila. It's a zrika machshava and a zrika shalaybim kaimai. That's not matir the basa bachila. Zrika shalaybim kaimai. Doesn't make the basa okay to be eaten. And therefore, that's not a machshava's pigul. So Yochi, if that's the case, why is it possible altogether? Why does it say if I have a machshava of having such a zrika tomorrow, it's possible but not pigul? It shouldn't be possible either. Yochi, do I have a zrika linga machshava if suli nami loy nifso? It shouldn't become possible altogether. That's the Gemara's question. Yochi, if suli nami loy nifso, why is it possible? If it's not a zrika psula, it's not chutzis mano, it is. But it's not something that's going to make it pigul, because it's not only pigul, it's only something which is matzah debas machila, and therefore zrika shleim koim is not matzah debas machila. So therefore, it's not called a zrikas machshavas pigul. So why is it possible altogether? Why does the Gemara say it's possible, the macha possible? It shouldn't be possible altogether.
It should work, but it shouldn't just be eaten, you say.
Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, what I do.
It shouldn't be
anything. Excuse me. It's not a machshava psula. Did I throw it? No. I just had a machshava to make such a zrika tomorrow, shleim kaimai. So Gemara says, oh, that's not pigul. Even though it's tomorrow, it's not pigul. Why? Because if it's shleim kaimai, so then it's not matir the bas machil anyway, so that's not a machshava's pigul. See, if it's not a machshava's pigul, it's not a possible machshava. So no harm done. So why is it possible? No harm done. What did I do wrong over here? There's no machshava's pigul. Why is it a problem? Good question. Yossi, follow? Rabbi Iskrit, you follow the Gemara's question? Very good question. So Yom Ha'ar says, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, you know why it's no good? Midei dehave amachsheves hinuach v'alibe derebi Yehuda. A nupsul, that you're right. It's not a machsheves pigul. Pigul is only something which is matzah the boss of Achila, and this is not matzah the boss of Achila because it's shleibim kaimoi, so therefore even if it's tomorrow's machsheves, it's not going to make it possible, it's not pigul. So what is it? A nupsul machsheves. What's a nupsul machsheves? Rebbe Yehuda has a new psul machshava. What's Rebbe Yehuda's psul machshava? If I have a machshava to leave something over till tomorrow, look in the next gemara, next page, number 2 on the sheet. Shachtoi, if you shechted the animal, amenas lahaniach es domoi, oye murav lemachor, oye loitzian lechutz, if you have shechita with the intention of leaving the blood or the emurim, the innards, leave it over till tomorrow. Rebbe Yehuda paisel. Rebbe Yehuda says that's a psul machshava, a new machshava, new psul. It's not pigul. So what is it? Laniach domel lemacha. It's not a zrika shalayim kaim, zrika chutzis manoi, to leave the blood over till tomorrow. No good. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, my time Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Lazar, trei koyk sevi benoisel. Kos vechadom leisil men lebeiker. Kos echem laniach men lebeiker. Imein leinuach tinein len machshava sinuach. Which means just like you cannot leave any part of the carbon over till tomorrow, so you can't even have a new machshavas psul machshavas hinuach. You can't have a machshava to leave part of the carbon over till tomorrow. So what's the psul in that? It's not pigul, it's not kores, it's a lav. It makes the animal possible, makes the carbon possible. What's the psul? Machshavas hinuach. What's machshavas hinuach? If I have kavana to leave part of the animal over till tomorrow without a zrika. So even if the old zrikas leibim kaimoi, kim kaimoi dami, it's not pigul, it's all irrelevant. At the end of the day, it's a machshava on the blood over till tomorrow. A new psul, according to Rabbi Yossi, machshava sinuach. At kan de gemar. Yossi, you following?
Yeah.
What's the question?
No, I'm
just you learned kachem. You ever remember such a new machshava psul? Remember shleishma, that you know pigul, you know chutzim kaimoi. It's a new one. So one over here in the gemara, one line. Rabbi Yossi, machsheves hinuach, Rabbi Yehuda, a new form of machshava, machshavas psul, not pigul, leaving the blood over till tomorrow, that's going to be machshava, right, not leaving it over tomorrow, clearly, that's myself, but a machshava, shechting it, with the intention of leaving something over till tomorrow, that's a machshavas psul, just like shalai l'shmo is possible, so too, machsheves hinuach is possible. So, what? It's not an acre carbon. And by the way, it's not pigle. Right, no, but it's in one of the Dalai Avodas. Part of the Avodas. You have to have it during the Avodas. Correct. The Gemara's didn't discuss that, what the issue is. But by the way, so therefore the Gemara throws it in over here. When I make a machshava of a zrika shalaybim kaimai, that's not going to be pigle. Why? Because not matzah the bas machila, so it's not called machshava pigle. Still no good. Why is it no good? Because it's machshava sinuach. Yeah. He gets one pasuk.
But the longness of it doesn't end. Why is it only stopped by noise? By every single issue that's ever.
Oh. The Gemara learns at the beginning from pasuk, and then Gemara says, "Truth, it's a svara." Gemara says, "Svara, Rabbi Yehuda makes it machshava kemaisa. That if I have a machshava on something, it's like it, as if I did it, and that's a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda."
He's saying there's an extra pasuk. You got lo yaniach.
I know, but then. Correct.
So we use it to introduce
correct. But then the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, "V'oi time the Rabbi Yehuda svaruhu." Look at the Gemara, and right, correct. The Tanya Amalem Rabbi Yehuda. Yatemoydim sheminich lemacha shepasul afchishav lanich lemacha pasul. In other words, a new svaru. You're right. He learned it from pasuk originally, but he said the truth of the matter is it's a svaru. Machshava kamaisa comes along. Yossi Badner and says, "Wait a second, ain't the davar soif." Then everything that I'm thinking about should be possible. And the Gemara is actually going to say, which case yes, which case no, complicated. But that's...
But that, it's easier if you use the psukim.
Correct, then it's only noisa. It's only leaving over. But Gemara clearly is not. Gemara asks the question, why all the other cases, for example, Tosfos has a question. Tosfos has a question like this. Tosfos says, on Amud Aleph over here, Chavzayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos has a question, now wait a second, slow down. The first part of the Braisa, all the way on top, we just did, that if a person has a machshava to make a zrika shalaybim kaimai today, correct? Zrika shalaybim kaimai today. Is there any problem with that?
Not according to what we say.
Till now. Shleim kaim kaim. There's no problem whatsoever. First case. Chishev lit and son lemala lemato, lemato lemala, la'alter, kosher. There's no problem. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, wait a second. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold shleim kaim 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 adami, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is really machshava kemaisa. And therefore, it's as if I had a machshava of making a zrika shaloi bim kaimoi, which I'm doing, and if that's the case, is this zrika shaloi bim kaimoi, is it mater de bosa bachila?
If you say kim kama domi, why not?
But is it mater de bosa bachila?
No.
No, it's not mater de bosa bachila. So if I have a machshava, which is not mater de bosa bachila, and right away afterwards I have a machshava pigul, is the second one called pigul or not? So based on the next Gemara, we said, not like that. The one that has something which is moitzi midei pigul, because it's pigul can only be if it's all purely pigul, which means only the pigul makes the basa as bachila. But if something else makes as bachila, it's normal pigul. So Tais asks the question: when in the first case we had a machshava to make as rikis leimikayim today, so you're right, it's not pigul, but at the end of the day, it's a machshava contributor, machshava kemaisa. And if it's machshava kemaisa, it's like I had already machshava to make the basar osa bachila. And if the basar is already osa bachila, so why does the next case of the brisa says that if the next avoider you have a machshava pigul, it's pigul, it shouldn't be pigul, it's already mighty midei pigul? That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos says yesoi, look at Tosfos over here on the bottom, very important. Ula alta kosher, gimel, first page. In other words, if you tell me machshava kemaisa, so as soon as you had a machshava and a zrika shleid mekoyim mekoyim tabiuda, machshava kemaisa. So it's like I'm having a machshava that's now going to make the basar not muta bachila, and then already the basar is not muta bachila, so then the next machshava, real machshava pigul, should not take effect. So why is the mission saying that no, that if you made a machshava pigul, it becomes pigul. It shouldn't be like that. You already had a machshava kemaisa, that basar not muta bachila. So Tosfos says, v'nira, the Rebbe Yehuda lay oved machshava kemaisa ela hecha de bemaisa psul gomu v'lay niskapu bailin v'imkein la alta kosher hainu kosher gomu v'shal yer boso. Tosfos says a bigger side. Where do I say machshava kemaisa of Rebbe Yehuda that any machshava is no good? That's where the machshava is a machshava's psul. A machshava's psul which makes the basar no good, and the bailin not niskaper. That's where I say machshava kemaisa. For example, a case of pigul, chutzis manoi, tomorrow, makes everything no good. That's machshava kemaisa. But if my machshava is not for a psul, but a machshava is only something which is a half a psul, which is the basar is asa bachila, but the bailin on niskapu, there we don't say machshava kemaisa. So therefore, when a person has a machshava to make a zrika today, shalaybim kaimoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since a zrika shalaybim kaimoi, the bailim on the scapper, it's a good zrika, we don't say machshava kemaisa. I only say machshava kemaisa where it's a full psul. That's why I say machshava kemaisa. Like the case of pigul, chutzis manoi, tomorrow. Tomorrow, correct, it'll be zrika shalaybim kaimoi, but at the end of the day, it's the machshava's pigul. So machshava's pigul is a full-fledged machshava, there we say machshava kemaisa. We don't say Rabbi Yehuda's machshava kemaisa in every single case. In something which is really not a machshava psula, for example, over here, is machshava and zrika shleim kaimer today, so even though the bus is not going to be mutter, but the bailim and skapu, we don't say machshava kemaisa. That's such the same. Machshava kemaisa only if it's something which is a real thing. I don't really know the smart of that so much. Why it should be like that? Don't know. Don't know why it should be like that, but that's what Tosfos says. Maybe learns from Pasuk, I don't know. That's the sort of Tosfos. Yossi, you following Tosfos? Rabbi Iskowitz, you following? It's a chiddush, but that's what he's saying. In other words, machshava kemaisa only helps in certain cases. Avkan. Comes along Reb Kiveger, and Kiveger says, famous kasha, Rabbi Kivega says, Tzarech Iyun Gadol on the Kasha. Doesn't have an answer. Tzarech Iyun Gadol on the Kasha. What's Rabbi Kivega? Turn to the Gemara, back to the number 2 on the sheet. So the Mishnah says like this. Shachat, this Rabbi Yehuda. Shachtoi amnas laniach es domoi. Oye murav lemachol. If you had a shechtet with the intention of leaving the blood over till tomorrow, or a murav lemacho, or the innards leave it over till tomorrow, or you see on the chutz, because machshava k'maisa. B'chom machshirim. Now, amnas litnin malgabe keves shleikin egesait, b'litnin sin lemala matla sin lemala malo. All these things are kosher. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees these things are kosher. Now, according to Tosfos, why does Rabbi Yehuda agree by the machshava? Up and down, bottom and top, top and bottom, all these things. Why? Because it's kapara and a half. So therefore, it's not a machshava psula. We don't say machshava kamaisa. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says a question like this. The Gemara says 6 lines from the bottom, the end of the Gemara on lamed vav and aleph. The Gemara says v'niflik nami Rabbi Yehuda bekula. Why does Rabbi Yehuda not say machshava kamaisa but all the other ones? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, behind Niflik, where do you want him to argue? B'shevar atzom is Pesach, melech menozek, we give him up, so fine, skip that one. The next case. The case says, the Mishnah says, Amnas sheyechluhu temeim, v'shiyakivuhu temeim. What does that mean? In other words, if a person has machshava, he shechts the carbon, amnas, with the intention, that temeim, people who are tamei, are going to eat the meat, or sheyakivuhu temeim, people are tamei are going to be makriv the carbon. So look in Rashi. So there, Rabbi Yehuda does not say machshava kamaisa. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Base. Yakrivu tamei mikom asil. In other words, v'hai yakrivu, when it says the non-tar people tameim are going to bring the carbon, be'emurin kamal dumya. The yechluhu bebasal, v'chenim yechlu tmei marelim zevach shenizak dami kilchosai. So the Gemara says, mipos kabel mafeim milaseis. The Gemara says, in other words, in the case where you have machshava that the tmeim are gonna bring the innards onto the mizbeach, so why don't you say machshava kamaisa? That makes the carbon puzzle. It should not be good. Machshava kamaisa. Why does Rabbi Yehuda not say it's a problem? The Mishnah says that no. Look in the Mishnah on the top over here in Lamed Vav and Aleph. Amnas yachlu arelim v'shiyakrivu arelim or shiyachlu tmeim v'shivu tmeim kosher, which means Rabbi Yehuda does not argue. Rabbi Yehuda only argues in the one case. If you shecht it in order to leave the blood over or they murim, you leave over till tomorrow. Then Rabbi Yehuda says machshava kamaisa. But in the case we had intention that tmeim are going to bring the carbon, the Rabbi Yehuda does not argue machshava kamaisa. So Gemara says, why not? What's the difference, the first case or the last case? What's the difference if I have a intention to leave the blood over till tomorrow or to leave the innards over till tomorrow? There we say machshava kamaisa, no good. And in the last case, we amanashe yakivu tmeim or yakivu arelim. There we don't say machshava kamaisa. There Rabbi Yehuda does not make the carbon puzzle. What's the difference? So Gemara says, says Gemara, Amnas yachlu tmeim shekivu tmeim. Why don't Rabbi Yehuda argue? Gemara says, Zifchei gufei mi mifsel, which means the carbon doesn't become pasul. What are we talking about? In other words, this dam was thrown already. So after the dam was thrown already, I have condition. Or now I say, tomorrow after the dam is thrown, I want the tmeim to bring the innards into the put it on the mizbeach. So there, Gemara says, Zifchei gufei mi pasul. What does that mean? Look in Rashi. Shiyakivu tmeim mika pasul beis. V'hai yakivu beim murim koma. Dumi yachlu b'vasa. V'cheinim yachlu tmeim reyn zavach shenizrak domi kel chosoi. Mi pasul hakoven mafreya milaratzois. Which means, it was all done correctly already. We don't say machshava kamaisa. In other words, basically what Tosfos says on Chavzayin and Aleph, the Gemara says over here as well. In other words, just like the Gemara says over here, that once the dam is thrown, it's already a good carbon, and therefore, the fact that Tmeim are going to bring the rest of the Mizbeach, even though it makes the Emurim not good, but the carbon was good already, the dam was thrown already, so there we don't say Machshava Kamaisa. Where do we say Machshava Kamaisa? Laniach is dami lamachal. To leave the blood over till tomorrow, so clearly you're not going to be able to throw the blood because it's ready, chutzis mano, it's the next day. So there, Rabbi Yehuda says, machshava kamaisa. Mashen came, shiakivu etumeim. Tumeim are going to bring the emurim, who cares? The blood was thrown already. That's not going to be machshava kamaisa. That's where Taisi got it from. He got it from our Gemara. Why? You're asking a Taisa, not the same. Okay, fine. Forget Taisa. Wait, slow down. But it, clearly in the Gemara says the difference. Why laniach domei lamacho? That's clearly a psul. Leave the blood over till tomorrow. It becomes chutz manoi. It's no good. You can't use it anymore. So you pass the whole carbon, machshava kamaisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, that's also new machshava psul. Not going to work. Mashen came, lahatchi ve'murim lamacho. The blood is thrown already. There's no problem. That's what the Gemara learns. Comes along Taisvis and says, wait a second. But the three cases in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says, Machshava Kamaisa. First case is, Lahaniach es Domoy Lemachor. The second case is, Lahaniach es Emurov Lemachor. What does that mean? That means that you have contention to leave the innards over till tomorrow. So how does that, why is that not a problem? The blood is thrown already. That's the question. Shechlu tumeim bikavu tumeim zifre gufim mimifso pirish bekuntres gimel on the side the high yakivu beimurin kama v'loy bedam do mi diyachlu bebasa the machlu tumeim arem zeh shnizay gam megachosay mimifso kama mele miliotzeis. In other words, the reason why we say we don't say machshava kamaisa is because the innards are going to be brought by tumeim, but that's not going to affect the dam. Right? That's what the Gemara says. V'im tzaymau, chishev leheniach emurim lemocho, oi bachutz, amai posol, haloyim eniach emurim ad lemocho, bachutz, kiven shnizak domek lechosoy, lenifso kovim milratzois. So what's the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, if you leave the blood over till tomorrow, that's machshava kamaisa. Or you leave the emurim over till tomorrow, that's also machshava kamaisa. What's the difference if you leave the emurim over till tomorrow? We say, no, that passes the carbon, as opposed to have intention that the tamei is going to bring the emurim up tomorrow. If the tamei brings the emurim up, it's also the reason why it's okay still, not machshava kamaisa, because the blood was thrown already. So how's that different than the case of the Mishnah? Yeah, but only on the emurim. Maybe the basar, but not the carbon is kosher. So Taisa says, what's the difference? If you tell me why a tamei bringing the emurim is okay because the dam was thrown already, so why is it different than laniach emurim lemachor? It's also okay. Taisa has a simple question between the Mishnah's first case and the Mishnah's second case. One of them we say machshava kamaisa, one we don't say machshava kamaisa. So Taisa's answer is by the star v'yesh leimal the loy dami is not the same. The laniach emurim lemachor, because we're leaving over the emurim till tomorrow. If you actually would do like your thought was to leave it over till tomorrow, misel kule carbon bekachim hanecholin lemvayim v'layla, then the entire carbon becomes possible. At least the meat cannot be eaten. The chibin dehave emurim be'en, since the emurim are around and you don't do anything with it, kol kamu delay mikteri le mishteri basa b'achila. So as long as you don't burn it. And it's around, the meat doesn't become mutter b'achila. In other words, the meat only becomes mutter b'achila after you have zrikas adam and after you have aktores emurim. And if the emurim are around and they're not being burnt, the meat does not become mutter b'achila. And no, but loy mishtra bas b'achila. No, not loyser, but if it's yom v'laylo, right? Yom v'laylo, the Tosha says, you have to start burning it already. And then you can't, and if you're not burning it, you're not putting the emurim on the mizbeach, you can't eat the meat. So therefore, v'chimati lemacho, mifsel basa mishum noiso. So once the meat cannot be eaten, the meat becomes osur because of noiso. So therefore, it's a psul in the entire carbon. Aval shiyakivu t'meim, but if my intention was that t'meim should bring the innards up, lay mifsel basa, then the basa doesn't become asav achila. Chada dikribut meinim olalo yeldu. There's a halacha in Mizbeach Mekadesh in Kachim that if Tmeim bring the innards on the Mizbeach, once it goes on the Mizbeach is Mekadesh im Olu lo yeldu. So therefore the Basar becomes Mutar Bachila. So basically Taisa gives a very simple terrace. Taisa says, slow down, Taisa says that by Lahaniach im Murav Lamachar, so the meat, the innards are around. And if the innards are around, you cannot do anything with the Basar. The Basar is going to become Asar Bachila. Boom, Basar become Asar Bachila, that's Machshava Kamaisa. Masha Einkein, if you, Machshava is a Tmeim, should take the Emurim and put it on the Mizbeach, even if they would do that, it's all lo yerdu, the Basar doesn't become Asar Bachila, and therefore, we say Machshava, you don't say Machshava Kamaisa. But what does Taisa's yes say? Taisa says that Lahaniach Emurim Lamachor, right? We say Machshava Kamaisa. Why do we say Machshava Kamaisa? Because if you're leaving the Emurim till tomorrow, then it will affect the meat. And if it affects the meat, we say Machshava Kamaisa. Comes along Reb Kiv Eiger, then wait a second. Taisa's Nafchav Zayin just told us that if you make a Machshava Nezrika Shalei Mekoymoi, it also affects the meat. But only the meat. The carbon is kosher, but the meat is no good. We don't say Machshava Kamaisa. That's what Taisa said. So how could Taisa say over here that if you have Haktoris Haniach Emurim L'machar, why is it no good, Machshava Kamaisa? Because it affects the meat. Just affecting the meat is not going to make Machshava Kamaisa. So how is that different than Taisa that says, Zrika Shleim Mekoymoi, where all it does is affects the meat? So Taisa, no, if it only affects the meat, we don't say Machshava Kamaisa. It's called a good Zrika, Zrika Kshera. What's the shot? Stir and Taisa. Look at him, Kivega. Three on top. Temu Ali. The Masha Kosov says Leil Chav Zayin Amal Aleph Yotzo B'Seif Adibu Dim B'Maisa Kipru Bailim. If with the act of Zvika Shleim Kaimai, it's a kapar for the Bailim. Elad Abasa Misul, but the meat becomes no good. B'Zeh Lo Yamrinam Machshava Kamaisa U'Basa Rafilu Bachila Kosher, and therefore the meat is going to be kosher. By the way, remember, you didn't actually make a Zrika Shleim Koymoi. You just had a Machshava on a Zrika Shleim Koymoi. And here, Rabbi Yehuda will not say Machshava Kamaisa, and therefore it's not a Machshava Psula, and the meat's going to be good. It's only a Machshava, and the Machshava doesn't count. Why? Because if the Machshava is only going to affect Achilas Basar, and not the carbon, it's not in the Machshava Psula. We don't say Machshava Kamaisa. No harm done. So Eichi Talsim Asis in the Hacha, Oye Murin the Macha, Hakish Yufsa Kala Basa Belina, Mikamukim Kipu Bailim. Who cares? And if you have a Machshava, Amnas Laniach Emurim the Macha, but what's the worst that can happen? The Basa is going to become Asa, but that's not a Machshava Psula. We don't say Machshava Kamaisa if it's just a Basa. But Tzach Iyun Gadol, Kivega doesn't have an answer. Bam Kashu Kivega, Stira in the Machshava Sinuach of Rabbi Yossi. Yes, you hear the question? Yeah, that basically, you hear the question?
It can't work.
Tough.
And it doesn't work retroactive with the Emurim?
What's the difference? By the way, nothing happened over here. Just the Machshava, correct? So we want to introduce a new Machshava Psula. What's a new Machshava Psula? There's Pigu, there's Chutzim Kaimoi, and there's a Machshava of Machshava Kamaisa. Comes along Reb Taisa and says, no. We only say this new psul machshava. When I do shchita with such an intention, if it's real psul, if it's just a psul on the basar, we don't say machshava kemaisa, and no harm done. It's not a psul machshava, and then you can just continue eating the basar, because nothing harm is done. Because even if you have the machshava kemaisa, it'd only be psul on the basar, not on the carbon. We don't say machshava kemaisa. So how does Taisa say over here that, Taisa says, hatoga say murim vayetome, there, the basar really is okay. That's bad. That's Machshava Kamaisa, because there the basar becomes no good. Who cares the basar becomes no good? The carbon is a good carbon. Tzach in Gadol. What's the stira in Taisus? Kidega's question. Comes along the stipler, and you think he says the yisoid, brilliant yisoid, which we said last week, in the yisoid of Zrika Shalabim Kaimai. So he asks a question like this. He really asks on Taisus. He says, What's Taisus' question? The Taisa has a question that if according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Machshava Kemaisa, Taisa Rabbi Yehuda says, Machshava Kemaisa. So therefore, Taisa asks a question. Did he ever have a Machshava on a Zrika Shalabim Kaimai? According to Abiyuda, that should be Machshava Kamaisa, and therefore it should be a Psul Machshava. That's Taisa's question. And Taisa says, no, it's not really Psul Machshava because it's going to be the Basar, Basar Bachila. But the carbon is actually Kasha, so it's not a Psul Machshava. Comes along the stipler and he says, I don't understand. I don't understand, he says. Ezrika Shalai Bim Kaimai. If I have a Machshava of Ezrika Shalai Bim Kaimai. Is that a machshava that's puzzling the basar? Right? Is rikishleim kaimai? Is that puzzling the basar? Or is it just not matir the basar? Like what he's saying. Is rikishleim kaimai? Is not making the basar puzzle. I'm making the basar puzzle. It's just not matir the basar. Right? Because the Zrika Shleim came, we said, oh, that's a Zrika on the carbon, but not on the Basar. We said from the Brisker of last week. Says the stipler, a machshava on a Zrika Shleim Kaimai is just not matir the Basar. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say machshava kemaisa on something which is not matir the Basar? So it's not matir the Basar. Did I do anything? I didn't do anything. So now I'm going to make a good Zrika, so the Basar is going to be mutter. Meaning, it's only a machshava, a thought at the time of my shechita. So he said, if it's a thought which is going to puzzle something, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says machshava kamaisa. But a machshava on something which is not going to be matter the basar. So I wasn't matter the basar yet. So what?
You can still do it.
I can go ahead now and make a regular zrika, which I am going to do. So why should that make a machshava psula? Says the disciple. It doesn't make sense to me. Taisis kasha. What do you mean?
I'm saying something that's meaningless.
Exactly. So I'm not matter the basar. Okay, so I have over here a machshava that I was not matter the basar yet. Okay, so I'm not matter the basar yet. So what? That's not going to puzzle the basar. Why should I be machshava kemaisa? Says the stipler.
How's it fixable?
Yeah, not fixable. It was never psul on the basar. It was just not matter. It was a sukbet type of zrika. Okay, it didn't do the whole job. But if I afterwards make a correct zrika, then it was no harm done. So to say that should be machshava kamaisa, even if it is kamaisa, what's the maisa? That something was not done yet. Okay, so something was not done yet. He says, but that's not going to pass the basar. Says the disciple, I don't understand Taisus kasha. Says the disciple, I'll tell you pshat. That's exactly Taisus teretz. That's what he's saying. Taisus says the difference. Why do we say, where does Abiyuda say machshava kamaisa? Only by something which is going to puzzle it. But that's exactly what Taisa's answer. Mashain something which is just not mate the basar, not the pshat, that is just not mate the basar, it what's name? Such a thing we don't say machshava kamaisa. But the teretz is, something which is only not mate the basar is not a machshava psula, doesn't puzzle. And that's why we don't say machshava kamaisa. Says the stipler, however, in the case where I'm lahaniach a murav lemachar, I'm puzzling the basar. Correct? Then the basar becomes basar. Because laniach imur lemachal, then tomorrow the basar becomes nicer. That's a machshava psula. There we say machshava kemaisa. Machshava kemaisa is on the psul. I'm not being matir the basar. We don't say machshava kemaisa. That's exactly the difference on the Kivegas kasha. Brilliant. And it fits so well with what we said last week, the yisoid of zrika shleim kaimai.
But what happens when you don't?
What do you mean when I don't? Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda is machadish and says, if you have a machshava psula that's going to puzzle something, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's like machshava kemaisa. But it has to be a machshava that's going to puzzle. So that becomes a machshava psula in the carbon. Machshava shalei lishma. Oh, why is a machshava zrika that I'm going to do tomorrow? Pigle. Why is it pigle? I didn't do it. Because that's the Torah says, that's le'yechoshev. That is pigle. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, machshava kemaisa, that is...
We're trying to figure out what niyah is about.
Correct.
And we're defining niyah according to the disciples saying that it is pigle.
It's like a pigle.
It's like a pigle.
But only something which is going to puzzle. Something which it just wasn't done yet, that's not a machshava ktula. No.
No.
Nothing was done. I got it.
So how you...
Same idea. Meaning...
All right, but that pigle brings that.
I got it. You're saying that the whole pigle, nothing was done yet. Correct. But if my machshava would have happened, then what would have happened? In the second case, my basar would have become posel. In the first case, Pasul wouldn't have become Pasul. It would just not be Matar yet. Lu Yitzur, the disciple says, if I can find more dam to make a Zrika on, I can make a new Zrika and be Matar the Pasul. Right? He brings it as Azariah. So he says, and he brings it from actually from a Gemara that says like that. So he says, that's not a Machshav Psula. Hear that Svar very well. So he says, Kivek is Kasha. Makes a lot of sense. That's the disciple over here on the thing. Yeah, I wanted maybe add something else to it, the Brisker Rav on over here in our case, Sami Kutzi, too complicated, but it's that's basically what the disciple says. The Chazan Yecheskel, which is Chatzkel Abramsky, says a similar type of Svara. Where is it? Oh. The Shani Hossam, he says a different type of Svara, number three. The Shani Hossam, B'choshev loseis es anisonim lemalo lemato, halechoshev laso is maisik ezeh, shabay le miskapim boy. Hariyesh b'machshavto ilaso dover kashris, ve'ein zu machshav ha'psula. In other words, he says, it's a zrikish le mekoimoy, it's a machshav ha'ksheira, it's not a machshav ha'psula. I like this type of tzad better. I think it's more glatt, and that's the teretz to answer Kivayis Kasha. So what do we have over here? We have a big chiddush over here. We have a chiddush that, if you want, I'll tell you what I wanted to add on our Gemara also. But basically, we have a chiddush over here that is new svara of a machsheves, a new machshava psula, not pigul, not shalei lishma, but a machshava of Machshava kemaisa, which means that if I have this, if I would do it, it would become possible. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Machshava is also no good. The Taisa is telling us is that's only if it's something which is going to possible. But something which is Zrika Shlem Kaimoy, which doesn't possible, it's just not Matar the Basar, there we don't say Machshava Psula. So, exactly, we don't say over there a Machshava Hinuach. Only Yinuach, but not such a case, because then we don't say Machshava Kamaisa. I think we'll leave it over here. The Brisker Rav is Sami Kutzi, something else. But I think it's a nice one. So that's a new Machshava we learned about. Everybody, tell everybody out there, oh yeah, Machshava, of course, Pigul, and Shalei Lishma. Say, no, there's Rabbi Yehuda's Machshavas Hinuach, which is Machshava Kamaisa, and Nukso. No, we don't. But Kachim is very complicated. Boy, this is a Svarim.
I think we get it.
After this, you get a brisket of good.